my name is Big D. Before we get to the episode, I just want to say thank you to Podcast Network Asia for helping me out with my show. Check them out at podcastnetwork.asia. One word, podcastnetwork.asia for more info on the network and other shows like the Wrestling Podcast hosted by Stan, Ro, Chino, and Camus. They talk about everything and anything wrestling related. Listen to their show, available on all major podcast platforms.
You're listening to Big D Talks, the podcast hosted by Big D.
Hi there, it's Big D. Welcome to the podcast called Big D Talks.
Powered by Podcast Network Asia, Big D Talks, helping you become a better parent so you can help your kids become the best version of themselves.
The deeper the relationship I build with my children, I will know how to talk to them.
This is Big D Talks.
Hey there, my name is Big D and welcome to Big D Talks. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the things a dad does. Well, when I became a first-time dad, it was crazy. I had absolutely no idea what to do. I was totally clueless. And to be honest with you, as you know, I mean, always, there are still times I'm pretty clueless, you know, with what to do in certain situations. So I sort of made a list, and thanks to Mr. Scott Slayton, who's a teacher and a writer, he's got a few suggestions, and I agree. I mean, out of all, we could probably talk about this for the next 6 episodes, you know, the things that a dad does, but let's just crunch it down to a few. Like, being a dad is a constant challenge, you know, dealing with hungry or angry or whiny or tired kids, providing for them, and then while dealing with your own stuff. It's nuts, right? So here are a few suggestions I can make how a dad does. We have to understand, as fathers, and I'm sure you know this already, whatever we do, whatever we say, how we treat people, lahat nakikita ng mga anak natin yun. Everything we do, our kids see. How we treat the wife, how we treat them, how we treat the security guard or the waiter in the restaurant. Really, they watch us. Anyway, so here we go. Let's just dive into it. Number one, a dad keeps growing. We're not talking about waistline. We're not talking about height. But, you know, being a dad, we have to constantly evolve. We have to read up, you know, on how to be a dad. And well, because really, there are a lot of ideas out there on Google. But you cannot father a 5-year-old the same way you're fathering a 14-year-old. You know what I'm saying? It is different parenting both ages. You can't treat your 5-year-old like a 16-year-old and your 16-year-old like a 5-year-old. We need to constantly learn. That's how we read books. You know, surround yourself with people who can help. That's especially very helpful for me. I am again thankful for a community who put me in a place where I'm with other dads, and you know, dads of children of all ages, and I go and I see them, I look at them, I watch them, I observe them and how to do it, and it helps. I have a 16-year-old and an 11-year-old, and my boys who are 15, they say, why do you treat like this person like this, you know, why do you treat the girls or the youngest like this, how come, but if it's us, and so on and so forth. And you know what, that is a very legit feeling. If I were in their shoe, I'd feel totally the same. But I gently explain, it's because they're not 15 years old, they're 11 years old. Eh, bakit, you know, ganito ganyan? Again, a very normal, legit feeling. And then I explain again, because, you know, there are certain things you can do that they cannot yet. There's a certain level of maturity that you're supposed to have that they're not there yet. But when they reach your age, I'll be treating them the way I treat you. Ganun, right? As parents, yung children natin, resume natin yun, diba? When we apply for work, meron tayong resume or CV or whatever, right? As a father, yun yung i-resume natin. But please, let me explain. We are not raising our children just so people can sing praises about us. No. We are raising children because we want our kids to grow up into adults who are better than their parents, right? They're God-fearing, they're loving, they're respectful, they're positive contributors to the nation, to the public, right? Another thing that a dad does would be, a dad should love his wife. That's right. Someone once said, the greatest gift a father can give their child is to love their mother. I think we mentioned it earlier, values are caught, not taught. We can tell our kids, you know, something every single time, every day, paulit-ulit, paulit-ulit, paulit-ulit. But if they don't see us doing it, it's not gonna work. Sure, it is a challenge though, you know, given the personal issues, you know, unresolved issues between mom and dad. And parang ang hirap eh. That's true, mahirap, but doable. Wow, you have to want it, diba? I mean, sabi nga, diba, kung may gusto, may paraan. Kung ayaw, may dahilan. right? Okay, kasi it's like this. Daughter and son need to see their dad love their mom. Because how we treat our wife, how we are with our wife, they'll see it as the peg, right? If daddy disrespects wife, then son thinks it's okay to disrespect his future wife. Or daughter will think, it's okay for my future husband to scream at me, to hit me, call me names, because my daddy sees it. I mean, my daddy does it to my mama. So it's okay pala. It hurts, but it's okay, I think. I mean, look at mom. She just cries in the corner and not do anything. And my dad doesn't even say sorry. Is this heavy? But again, yun eh. The values our children will have when they grow up, they will catch from us, right? The words we use, the way we treat their mom, the way we talk to their mom, and so on and so forth, they will absorb it and, well, do exactly what we do. And so I'm never going to be my dad. I'm never going to be my mom. Guess what? When you grow up, you will be. Because sila yung peg. Yun lang yun. Yun lang yun. Here's another one. A dad takes mom out on date nights, right? Kids need to see that. Now, they're you know, kids need to see that their dad treats their mom out. Sure, you're busy, but there's a way. We'll talk about that in a bit. Because the dad must go out on dates with the mom without the kids. Why? Because kids should not be the center of the universe for us. The center of the universe is not children, not the wife. But we have to treat the wife a little more special than the kids. The kids will someday leave us. We love them, they love us, and all that jazz. But they will leave the house someday, just like you and I left our house. Paano na? Pag if we mistreated the wife in all those years, pagalis ng mga kids, you're gonna live with a stranger who does not like you, who does not talk to you. Tipong tiniis ka lang kasi mga kids, may mga kids. I've known of households where they were fine until the kids left and then they split because there was nothing there anymore. It was the kids. The kids were the glue that held them together. And that should not be. The thing that should hold you together is your love for each other.
Intentional parenting to raise kids who are better than us. Big D Talks, the podcast hosted by Big D.
Love is, you know, when you make that commitment. It's not just that butterfly in your stomach. The butterfly in the stomach really is just gas, probably from the beans, right? For dinner. It has to be a commitment that no matter what happens, you are committed to stay. When all the oogly googly cute things have now become so annoying, you don't want it anymore. That is love because you decided to stay. And the kids need to see dads take out their mom on date nights, minus them, all right? Sure, okay, here we go. Sometimes busy tayo, right? You have 16 hours. I had Marvin as a guest on a previous episode, and he says at some point early in his career, he was working 16 hours. I was thinking, wow, if I did that every single day, I mean, there wouldn't be time for my family. But of course, different setting, different circumstances and stuff, right? Okay, maybe that's you. You have 16 and you're so busy, parang there's no more time to go out. Or maybe it's wala sa budget or whatever, and you know, you're too tired. Well, you know what? It's just, once a week or once every 2 weeks, you can always just, me and my wife, yeah, if that happens, we get busy, we get tired. And so what we do is we have a wine night at home. You know, we go to this grocery and sometimes the wine's on sale. And so we have a wine night. We buy cheese on discount and stuff. And when the kids are upstairs, they're watching, they're on their phones, they're watching a movie. My wife and I are going to be at the dining table. And that's, yeah, we drink the wine, we have some cheese, we talk together. We need to spend time together. And really, you can do that. You don't have to spend so much, but the point is really we have to spend time alone with our wife because we have to keep that relationship. Yes, it's not perfect. That's true. Sure, you'll have arguments all the time. Well, that happens. It's called a marriage, right? Nakakatakot pag wala kayong argument then something is wrong. Okay. So you make time. Dad has to make time for the wife to take her out on a date night or stay home, push the kids, you know, upstairs, let them have their, you know, let them hang out in their room or in your room, let them watch movie, whatever, and then you solo mo na si misis, right? Daddies, yeah, solo natin si misis. We can have the wine, we can drink, we can talk about everything, right? No work talk. Kailangan na talaga. How are you? What's up? Or let the wife talk. They like talking anyway, and you can just genuinely listen. Okay. All right. Here's another thing, and it's very, very important. A dad teaches consistently, meaning we should not be moving goals. May mga parents kasi na ganun. Let's face it. I know. Medyo awkward, but ganun eh, di ba? Na parang you're the principles, the thing, kumbaga, parang we're moving goalposts depending on our convenience or our mood or the circumstances. Here's something. I let my kids call me out. I call them out, but in return, I let them call me out too. But it has to be respectful. So yes, my kids call me out when I'm wrong. Pop, you're being impatient, especially on the road. I'm driving. Pop, you're being impatient. I'm sorry. Yeah. But there you go again. I'm sorry. Right? It's so it builds that relationship with them because you have to be consistent. Meaning, this is what I tell my family. The sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. Meaning, what your rules for you are the same rules for me. I cannot change it just because and then pull out my parent card. No. You know, if lying is not allowed for you, lying is not allowed for me. For being kind should be the thing for you, then being kind is the thing for me. If you're supposed to be respectful, then I have to be respectful, right? And Jessica, my daughter, yeah, she's well, they all call me out, but Jessica's the one like, Pop, you should say sorry to Mama. You shouldn't have said that. You know what, Anak, you're right. Yeah, you say sorry, okay? Then you know it's not even awkward. She looks me in the eye like this 11-year-old girl. She's like my mom. I mean, looking at me in the eye, and I go, okay, Anak. But you know, because I do the same. Hindi ko po pinagyayabang. I'm just saying. We just really have to make it a point to be consistent with the kids. We have to practice what we preach. Yun. We have to practice what we preach. And I have to say, in our house, I don't make up the rules. My wife does not make up the rules either. We go to the Bible. What the Bible says, and that's what we follow. Kasi kung ako lang, I will move goalposts. Seriously, depending on parang, wait, awkward sa akin, I will move it a little to the left. I have to take advantage. I will move it a little to the right. For my convenience, it's not really, you know? My kids have to have the same rules I follow, kumbaga. And really, the Bible in my family is the instruction book. What the Bible says goes for me, for them, no exemption, no explanation. Pag sinabi ganit mali, di mali. It's not based on, because I said, ako tatay, ako masusunod. No. Again, really, it's very hard to be a dad, but, you know, the goal for this podcast is to help us out. And yeah, that's the episode, you know? A few things that a dad does. Dad keeps growing, you read up, you constantly evolve as a dad, treating, you know, your children differently as they age. We don't use the word fair because fair could just mean that it's okay for me, it's convenient for me, but it's not convenient for you. So it's fair for me, but it's unfair for you. No fair. What is just? What is right and wrong? Yun lang yun. Right? If it's right, it doesn't matter if it's not fair to you, but if it's right, then you have to do it. If it's wrong, then it's wrong. It doesn't matter that you don't like being called out, but if it's wrong, then it is wrong. You get it? All right. Number one. Second, a dad loves his wife. It has to be seen by the children because daughter and son will look at you and someday son will treat your wife the same because dad used to do this to my mom. So if whether you're treating mom nicely, lovingly, or hurting your wife, then that's how son is going to be when he grows up. So will our daughter. The daughter will see that, hey, dad, you know, screams on my mom, calls my mom names, and I guess it's okay for my future husband to call me those things, to do those things for me because, you know, it seems fine. My dad, I love my dad, and he does the same thing to my mama, and I guess it's okay. We don't want that, right? Again, this is not preaching. This is just a reality. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. You are a product of this too, just like me. All right, another one. A dad takes mom out on date nights. Make time. If it's not in the budget, if there's no time, stay at home on a Friday night. You know, buy cheap wine, buy cheese, whatever it is, the thing that you like doing. Just take time, make time for each other. Stay on the dining table, talk, have a candlelit dinner, whatever. Just go. We have dads. We have to spend time with our children's mom. Because that relationship is something that needs to be kept burning. That fire needs to be burning constantly. Okay? And last one, a dad teaches consistently. We cannot move goalposts depending on our convenience. And our family, me and my wife and my children, we look to the Bible as an instruction book. That's what we follow. We do not judge each other. We just look at this. If the Bible says it's wrong, then it's wrong. If it's right, it's right. And then, but we love and forgive, you know? Again, para lang hindi because daddy says eh. I mean, gosh, you know, if it's just really up to me, my gosh. But yeah, no. So it's not up to me. I go tell them. Because they see me naman eh. I admit to my children, by the way, when I'm wrong. If they see it, dad, you're wrong. Eh, kung hindi yung Bible, eh, bakit hindi? Ganyan, tatay na ko. How dare you talk to me like that? Do you remember what the Bible says? I cannot disagree. So there. We cannot, you know, be moving goalposts. So we have to deal with our children consistently. Also, and the takeaway to this is we practice what we preach. We practice what we preach. We cannot teach our children something we did not do ourselves. The children have to see us kind daddies the children have to see us treat their moms nicely, take their moms out on dates, and to love their moms no matter what. Because their mommy loves us too no matter what. Sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. And that is it for this episode. Thank you very much. This is Big D Talks.
Thank you for listening to Big D Talks, the podcast. Stay connected by following Big D on social media at Big D Talks. Big D Talks, the podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia.